Let us start at the Mishnah of Beis Mavis. We are still talking about these Ba'oros and Ba'eros, another 2.5 lot to the parak, and that's what the parak, that's the topic of this parak. Next parak will be a totally different topic. The parak continues. Echad bar harabim chaf Beis Mavis, echad bar harabim mubeir hayachid osam lahim pasin. We had this Mishnah already. The Tanakhama here, Rabbi Akiva, says that you're allowed to use this heter. This heter of putting out the pasin, which are one amma long on each side. You can use it for a bor harabim. A bor is a hole with water in it, not a well. And be'er harabim, a be'er is a well, a spring, a rabim of the public. Be'er hayachid, also lam pasin. All these three you're allowed to use. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, as long as there's one, as we will call it, mal yusa, you can use it. What's the mal yusa? As we mentioned a couple of days ago, a be'er is good in that it never runs out of water. A bar is a problem because it runs out of water. Rabim is good in that if it runs out of water, or one will remind the other not to do malacha anymore, because the heter was for the water, but a yachid is a problem. So it says Rabbi Akiva, avlo bar hayachid osan l'mechitza kavol yitvachim div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, but by for a bar hayachid, which has both problematic aspects, and that is, number one, it's a bar, and it could run out of water. Number two, it's a yachid, and therefore nobody's there to remind him if it runs out of water, so then a bar hayachid will require a mechitza kavol yitvachim, meaning you don't have the heter of pasin, and you'd have to build a wall yitvachim high. That is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says an even more limited shita, ein osin pasin el be'er harabim bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba has the diametrically opposing shita that the only heter is be'er harabim. We have both mal uses. Rabbi Akiva said you could always do it except if you have both l'reyuses. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says no, the opposite, that you're only allowed to build it if you have it's a be'er, it'll never run out of water, and rabim, it belongs to the public, and each will remind each other. Ulashar, in the other three cases, osad chagura gaboh asar tvachim. You have to make a chagura, you have to make a belt, literally 10 tvachim high. What's a belt? So it's interesting, the Mishnah uses a different lashon for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba and Rabbi Akiva. And the Rishonim discuss, is there any difference between Rabbi Akiva's case, which he doesn't allow it in, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba's cases, which he doesn't? Because the first lashon of the Mishnah is mechitza, kavod asar tvachim, the second is chagura. If you look at the bottom, Tosfos, chagura, pirish mechitza. So Tosfos doesn't say that there's a difference, mechitza, kavod asar tvachim. The question is, is Rashi reflecting a different shita? Because Rashi says, what's chagura? Hekiv shel chavalim. So you're allowed, you have to build, right? That's the level up of from the pasid, what we had at the end of the last parak. A heck of a chavalim, you're allowed to make the wall with the ropes going around as long as they're within three tefachim of each other. So is that the same shita as Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Akiva's limit? Rabbi Akiva had said mechitza gvosar tefachim. Does Rabbi Akiva allow a chagura? Does he allow a mechitza of chavalim? So that's not 100% clear. Some say there's no difference in Rashi and Tosfos, but others say there might be a difference. But it's interesting just to have the contrast. Tosfos L'chora saw Rashi and still said what he said. So Rashi says Chavalim and Tosfos says Chagur. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Now Halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, who said that you're only allowed to have the pasin for Be'er HaRabim Bavad. And we have another statement from Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, Lo Chutru Pasi Biros, and Lo Be'er Bayim Chayim Bavad. Pasi b'ros are only mutter for the be'er mayim chayim, for a be'er, a spring of running water. V'tzricha. So the question is, why do you need both of these statements of Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel? They seem to be saying the same thing. Rav Yehuda ben Baba in our Mishnah, he's the one that said you can only build a pasi for the be'er mayim chayim avat. So v'tzricha. But says the Gemara, we need both statements. T'yesh minan halacha Rav Yehuda ben Baba. If I would have only had the first halacha, the first line, which says the halacha Rav Yehuda ben Baba hava amina to rabim v'afilu mechunasin, I would have thought that when Rav Yehuda ben Baba in the Mishnah says that, you know, it's only a be'er harabim, it's lav dafka. It's even a bar harabim. What, be'er harabim? No, he doesn't mean it literally. It's even mechunasim. Even a bar would be okay. V'hai detani be'er harabim. So why then in the Mishnah does he say be'er harabim? If you wouldn't mean be'er harabim, it sounds pretty literal. La'afuki midi Rabbi Akiva. No, this chilik is only to coming to exclude what Rabbi Akiva had just said. Rabbi Akiva had just said that the heter is by be'er harabim and be'er hayachid. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is emphasizing only, you know, even by be'er, which is really a more mutter context, and you should say be'eros are mutter because it never runs out of water. Even there, I'm going to limit it to be'er harabim. But that's why he says be'er harabim. But really, he would agree to bor harabim also. Kamash malan slahudru pasi b'eros el barbayim chayim. That's why you have to have the second statement of Rav Yehuda Mershmul to say no. It's literal. It only applies to be'er mayim chayim. That's why you need the second statement. And if you'd have only had the second statement, Hava Amina, Loshna the Rabbim, Loshna the Yachid, I would have thought if we'd have only had the second statement, there's no chilek in that statement of Be'er Mamchai between Yachid and Rabbim. So I would have thought that Be'er is fine, even if it's Shel Yachid. Kamash Balan, Alach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That's why, yeah, that the first statement of the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Okay, so that's why we have both statements of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. One, that Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And the second one of, it only applies to Be'er Mayim Chayim Bilvad. So remember, in terms of the halacha, whether this is this whole heter of passes kor halacha l'maisa, we have the machlokas rishonim, whether it's limited to only regalim, thus it wouldn't apply to Bizman Azeh. And we had the Rashi and the Ritva, though, two daf ago on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, where Rashi had said, we did this on Yantif. Rashi had said, "Upasi biros lahutra el laoli regalim luvachayotze bahen shaholchin ludvar mitzvah." Right, that's limited to only regalim and chayotze bahen. Right, because the Gemara had said mesifta. So Rashi and the Ritva here said it's lavdafka. So therefore, who did other mitzvahs, and therefore this is a principle that can apply bisman hazeh. The problem is that Rabbi Yehonasan pointed out that the Rif does not quote this at all. Why doesn't he quote the whole heter of osapasi? It's quoted by mesifta, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote it. So the question is, What do they do with the Gemara? So it must be they have a more limited view. They say it's limited to only regalim, and that's why they don't quote it. Okay, that was a machlokas rishonim that we had earlier on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, next Mishnah, Masnisa. So we have more cases related to a halacha that we mentioned a number of times, which came up yesterday. It's going to come up again today, and that is halacha of Karpeif Shalhuka Fladira. We had a principle that if you have a large yard, mida oraisa, if a space is enclosed on four sides, then it's for sure rishus hayachin. That's the din da oraisa. Mida rabbanan, if the place is very large, it's more than beis asayim, it's more than 5,000 square amos, that's beis asayim. So then the chachamim said, you know, this is very confusing. It was a huge space. It wasn't made to be enclosed. If it was not hukaf ladira, it could be get confused with the rishus harabim. You might carry out from here to rishus harabim. So they gave it the status of a karmelis. It's not a rishus harabim da oraisa. They at least gave it the status of a karmelis. So our mission is going to talk about, is how do you fix a karpeif shel hukaf ladira? How do you fix it? Like, how do you make it hukaf ladira? You know, once it's not hukaf ladira. Or we're even going to see another shita, which is even more chamor than we've spoken about in the past. That's the first shita. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba also said, what's the also? The Gemara is going to talk about what's the also, but we just had Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba in the previous Mishnah, where he's the one that said it only by a be'er harabim. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba also said, hagina v'ha'karpeif, if you have a garden or a karpeif, again, that means that big yard outside the city. Shehei, shivim amav v'shirayim al shivim amav v'shirayim. That's 70 by 2/3, so 70 by 2/3 amo. Even though it's mukaf, it's surrounded by a wall 10 tefachim high, if it's a beis sasayim size, two beis metaltalin besocha, you're allowed to be metaltal in it, ubilvad, as long as shiheba shomera, as long as there's a guard booth inside, o beis dira, or a place to live, o shetehe smucha la'ir, or it's close by to the city, which Rashi explains, it will tip us off that he is das mishtamish it always, and it's as if it's hukaf ladira. What is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba? It is not 100% clear. Let's do shita's Rashi. Though it's problematic, we'll suffice with that. What is shita's Rashi? Rashi holds, look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah, Shomera, sukah shomrim, v'af al gav to hukaf ladira, besasayim hu deshari tfei lo. Rashi seems to hold that Yehuda ben Beseira has two requirements for something to be mutter totally Rosh Hashayachin. It has to be less than Beis Hasayim, not more than Beis Hasayim, and Hukaf Ladira. If it's more than Beis Hasayim, it seems like, according to Yehuda ben Beseira, it doesn't matter if it's Hukaf Ladira or not. Even if it is Hukaf Ladira, it's not called a Rosh Hashayachin. And Midra Abundin, you can't carry there. Right? Because what does Rashi say? Even though it's Hukaf Ladira, Beis Hasayim hu deshari tfei lo, That is how Rashi understands the sheet of Yehuda ben Beseira. Then when the Mishnah says 70 by 2/3, you still need one of these dira indications in this area. A shomera, a beis dira, smucha le'ir. You need that even if it's beis asayim, even if it's hukaf ledira. That is Shitas Rashi. And all the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva, they all ask on Rashi, what do you mean? If you have a humongous field that you built to live in, that's not a Rishas Hayachid. It was hukaf ledira. There are plenty of huge chatzers in Yerushalayim that are hukaf ledira, that are bigger than Rishas Hayachids. So if Yudim Viseira is going to call all of those a karmelis, so they all give different pshat. That maybe it's not the same level of hukaf ledira, but either way, that is how Shitas Rashi understands Yudim Viseira as a radical shita, in that if it's more than Beis Asayim, even if it's hukaf ledira, it is not called a Rishas Hayachid. So that's the Tosfos. The Tosfos Bilvad asks, maybe tries to reinterpret Rashi, but that is the pashtus of Shitas Rashi. The Yudim Viseira requires Beis Asayim and hukaf ledira. What? According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba in all these cases.
Beis Asayim is synonymous with
70 by 70? Beis Asayim, as we'll see, is basically synonymous with 70 by 2/3 by 70 by 2/3 Amos. We're going to get that on the top of Amud Beis in a minute. Okay, so that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Interesting Tosfos here. Tosfos in Shehu. Tosfos says Shehu Ayin Ama Vishirayim V'im Tomar V'Leilif Mehar Habayis V'Ezras Nashim Shehaya Kuf Lamed Hey Ama V'Ezras Yisrael Haya Kuf Pei Zayin. Tosfos said if you look in the Beis Hamikdash, it was much larger area. So let's say according to Rashitas Rashi, and that was the Rishas Hayachid, the Kohanim were allowed to carry in water. It was all based on Ein Shavus Bamikdash, right? And that's why you were allowed to carry in these chatzers. Let's say, if you remember, the way to Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Mesechta Shabbos, that Ein Shavus Bamikdash is based on Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Kohanim are careful, so therefore Ein Shavus Bamikdash. Yisraelim were also allowed to carry in the chatzer, right? So that's if it's based on Kohanim's Rizim Haim, then that wouldn't apply. So it's called the Rishas Hayachid. So why don't you learn it from the Beis Hamikdash? So says Tosfos, first answer, V'yishlomar, to call me the Shabbos, me Mishkan gamrin alahu. You never learn things from the Beis Hamikdash. You just learn it from the Mishkan. Interesting. Even though we had at the beginning of the Masechta, we had a little bit learning from the Ulam, but that's Tosfos's first opinion, that the dimensions are only learned from the Mishkan, not the Beis Hamikdash. Inami, second answer, ha'azaros chashivi mukafin ledira, shahayu shomrim bakal halayla. No, the azaros are mukaf ledira. The Azaros, these courtyards. Why? Because there are guards there all night. There are guards there all night, so that's why they're hukaf ledira. Right, what do you mean? He said that even if it is hukaf ledira, Yehuda ben Baba said. So how does that help us? So the Bach answers, interpreting Tosfos, the Bach says that no, the point is that if you have a guard booth there just by day, so then that's not called hukaf ledira. Because obviously just there, either or just by night. Just by night. So then just there, just a guard. But if it's there day and night, if the guard's there day and night, so then that is a reflection that it's not purely there for the avir outside of it. That's why it's a higher level of hukaf ledira. So that's why even Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba might agree in this case by the shomer. But according to the Bach interpretation here, it sounds like shmira in the mikdash was done by Yom Ubalaila, which we'll get to in a minute. But that is how the Bach interprets Tosfos, that if the shomer is by 24 hours, so then it is called hukaf ledira. The Prima Gondam points out that this seems to be against the Rashi that we had on the previous Amud. If you look at Rashi earlier, yesterday's Amud, Rashi earlier, when he talks about what's the problem with a guard booth, why isn't that hukaf ledira? So what did Rashi say? Remember the Rashi? Where's the Rashi here? On Chaf Bezim and Aleph. Rashi said, if it's made to be used for what's outside of it. Right? So that's what the last Rashi before the Mishnah, on Chaf Bezim and Aleph. Rashi says, v'chol dira shi mechuse begag. That was the other issue we spoke about yesterday. If it's roofed, v'hi asuya l'shviris avir shechutzala. If it's made to guard what's outside of it. So that doesn't sound like, according to Rashi, it matters. Whether it's done for outside, whether it's there 24 hours or not. According to Rashi, the issue is, it's a guard booth for what's outside. The Prima Gondam points out that according to Rashi, it seems like he wouldn't agree just because it's 24 hours. So the Chazon Ish quotes this discussion of Tosfos and the Bach and the Prima Gondam in Simen Kuf Yud at the end. He quotes the Bach and the Prima Gondam. He says, the problem isn't the time. So how is this case different then? How is the Azara different? Says the Chazon Ish, So maybe the point isn't day and night, but the shmira in the azara was a different kind of shmira. Why? Dehu nimsa baler tsono l'simcha shel mitzvah. Aval shomreha ein lo bat sabsa da alma v'hu darba shelo b'tavaso. By regular shomer, he's there, he's alone, he has the night shift, he wants to be there. No, he's doing it because he has to be there, he has to have a job. But shmir in the base of Migdash, oh, in the Chadavar Yosem Yizeh, this is godless, this is a mitzvah. Shmir in the base of Migdash is one of the 613 mitzvahs to do shmir in the base of Migdash. So that is why it says the Chazanish, maybe that's the Pshat HaTorah, not what the Bach says. Not purely based on time, because if you see the Rashi from the Daf before, the Shmira, the Beis Shomera, is also not Hukaf Ladira, just because you're there 24 hours. So that's why he says maybe it's based on the special type of shmir that this is. Okay, that's one issue on that Tosfos. The other issue from the Tosfos, though, according to how the Bach interprets it, at least, is that it seems to be, he seems to hold in Tosfos that shmir was done by day and by night. That, if you remember, those of you who were doing the Daf Yomi the last cycle, the beginning of Maseches Tamid is a Machlokas Rishonim. When was shmir done in the Beis HaMikdash? The Mishnayos in Tamid talk about, the first Mishnah in Tamid says, Bishloshim Mekomos, Tamid is the end of Maseches Seder Kashim, there's different orders. Whether at the end of the paragraph it's Tamen Midos Kinim, and the Gemara is Kinim Tamen Midos. That if you do the Mishnayos and the Gemara. But the first Mishnah in Tamid says, Bishloshim Mekomos Kohanim Shomer Beis HaMikdash. In three places the Kohanim used to do guard duty in the Beis HaMikdash. Bebeis Aftinus, Bebeis Anitzos, Bebeis HaMokad. I think where it talks about what those are. And the Mishnayos later on talks about the Levium did it in other places. But the Mefarish on that Mishnah, the Mefarish is the commentary there, says, where is it? He quotes the Bahakonim Hayushomer Moso Baalios Al Makom Gavoha Kiderach Shomrei Ha'ir V'Kol Shomrei Ha'ir Bein Bayom Bein Balayla Lo Hayushenim. Day and night they didn't sleep. Meaning, it sounds like from the Mefarish that they were there by day and by night. And if you look at the Rush, the Pirush Rush, the Olam learns the Rush on Tamid. I don't know why that is. He sees there's no Rashi on Tamid, but the Pirush Rush on the side of Tamid, they're the first. Again, the first Rush says they did it by day and by night. Why? Shimur zeh eino mishum chishuv geneva. This guarding in the Beis HaMikdash is not just to prevent people from stealing stuff from the Beis HaMikdash. The ain anias b'makam ashirus, because you never try to, you don't treat the Beis HaMikdash the same way as you treat your house. Elixiris hakasavu d'ksiv v'shamru. Number one, it's in v'shamru. Period. You have to guard the Beis HaMikdash. Why? No reason. Guard the Beis HaMikdash. So day and night. V'gam kavod haMikdash shelo yasichu daita mimenu lo bayom v'lo balayla. It's also a kavod Mikdash of Hesach Hadas. That the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't have a lack of Shemira at any moment. So the Rosh and the Mefarish seem to say that the Shemira is done by day and by night. But again, it is not 100% sure. The Rambam's Washon in Ches Aleph and Hilchas Beis HaBechira says, Shemira is HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh, similar to the Rosh. V'av avi she'en sham pachad me oye v'lo mi listim she'en Shemira so ela kavod lo. Eino dome platron she'esh lov shomrim l'platron she'esh lov shomrim. Eino dome, you go into a palace and there's always guards there. But then the Rambam says, V'shemira zu mitzvasa kol halayla. Even though it's not for pachad oye, mitzvasa kol halayla, v'shomrim hei makonim v'halavim, etc. V'ba'u shmira zu avru b'lo saseh. Shnemru v'shamarta b'smishmira sakodesh. V'loshen shmira azhara zu. V'halamata m'shishmira so mitzvah saseh u'bitashmira so b'lo saseh. So Rambam says it's covered the Mikdash, but he says the shmira is the mitzvah is balayla. So either way, it might be machlokas rishonim, but the way the Bach is, or the sitting of the Tosfos, that is that it's shmira bayom and balayla. But that is all the first opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, who according to Rashi says that you require hukaf ladira and a limit of beis hasayim. Next opinions. The other opinions are more familiar to us. They know only if it's beis hasayim shalo hukaf ladira is it a problem, but if it's hukaf ladira, it's for sure not a problem. But what if it is not hukaf ladira? So how do you help yourself out to be able to carry within there even midrabanan? So Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu ein ba ela bar v'siyech ma'ar metalatlan besocha. What's the level of dirus that you need in this area in order for it to be a base dira, in order to be for it to be hukaf ladira? So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you have just a small, a hole and a cave that you filled up with water that you're going to use, that's enough. You're not going to live there. You're just going to go in there once in a while to use it to get some water. That's enough to be called hukaf ladira. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Kiva Omer, even less. Afilu ein ba achas mikalelu metaltalin besocha. Even without any of these, you're allowed to be metaltalin it as long as uvachi hei ba shemim avishirayim shemim avishirayim. If it's not more than 72/3 by 72/3, you don't need any of it. Other Tanaim might have held, no, if it's already this, you already need a dira. More than this, everybody agrees that if it's lokaf the dira, then you need something. Rabbi Kiva says if it's exactly this amount of 70 by 70, so then you don't need any of this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a different shita. Im haisa arka yasar al rachba, afilu ama achas imatatlan besocher. But Eliezer says a different opinion, that by a karpef, by these outdoor fields, if the length is longer than the width, it's usser. The Rabbanan only allowed you to carry in a karpef that was square. But if length is longer than width, even by one ama, you're not allowed to be metaltel in it. Again, even if it's less than Shivanavishirayim. If it's not hukaf ladiro. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilo Arka Pishtaim Gurachba, Metaltan Basakh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not a little bit length, more than a little bit width, but if it's double, if the length is double the size, the measurement of the width, you're allowed to be metaltel, but more than double, so then that would be aser. Again, that's what the type of karpef that the Rabbanan asered if Shiloh Hukaf Ladira. The last two opinions are not focused on whether they're 72/3 by 72/3, but just they're focused by the shape. Amr Rabbi Loi, Shamati Rabbi Lazar, Afilu Ike Beis Kur. Rabbi Loi says, I heard from Rabbi Lazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, says on the side, that even if the karpef is the size of a Beis Kur, a huge Beis Kur is, a kur we had is 15 sa'ah. So a Beis Kur is 30 sa'ah. So it's much larger than Beis Asayim. It's 15 times the size of a Beis Asayim. Still, that is okay. Why? Why is that okay? He just forgets the whole halacha. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yohanan here, Rabbeinu Yohanan in the back on the Zayin Amar Aleph says, why? Tiafa gavdala hukaf ladira, even though, you know, I know that most rabbis say that if it's not hukaf ladira, it's going to be a problem, midrabanan. Still, lo dami lepika, I don't hold up that halacha, because it's not the same as a large field in the middle of nowhere. Why? The bikalo masami mechitzo seha, elalaka madru nichnas lava yosemi mena. What? A field in the mountains, there's nothing around it. But here says Rabbi Eloi in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Avakinev a karpev yishlam mechitzas malyasa. Achlo naso al dashi yadirubem. What's the problem here? It just wasn't made al das to live in. I don't know to that halacha. It could be very large. You know, still not going to get confused with the Rishos Rabbim. So he seems to reject most of this halacha. That's what Rabbi Eloi says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chein shemati b'menu, Rabbi Eloi continues and says, by the way, I heard two other halachos that don't really have to do with us, but heard them in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Number two in the Mishnah, we're going to learn in the next parak the concept of Erev Chatzeres. So if you have a lot of people living in houses, they all empty, all the houses empty into a chatzer, and they share, there's a common yard. So the question is, even though Mida Oraisa, the house is a Rosh HaYachid, and the chatzer is a Rosh HaYachid, Mida Rabbana, they said you're not allowed to carry from the house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the house, without, or within the chatzer even, without what's called an Erev Chatzeres. You take bread, and you say, you designate it, you put it into one of the houses, and say, this is for all of us, we're one big happy family, this unifies us. That's what you have to do before Shabbos. And then you're able to carry in the chatzer. What if everybody did it and one of the guys came back late from work? They forgot to include him. Shachar echem hem v'lo irev. And they wake up Shabbos morning and they want to carry, but they realize this guy's not included. This guy's not part of their family. So therefore, what do they do? So do you have any options? So there is one option, and that's called bitul rishus. He can kind of be misalik himself. He can remove himself and say, I'm not part of this whole area. He could remove his control, his authority over the chaser, and therefore everybody else will be able to use it. He could remove his rishus. So once he does that, so the Mishnah leaves out that important aspect. One of them forgot, and Rashi adds in, Ulamachar bitel rishus alechaveiro, and to the next day he is mevatel his rishus to his friend shehio seres aleh, because as of now, before he's mevatel rishus, he asers, so he's mevatel his rishus. So then, what's the halacha after he does that? Beso aser milahachnes ulahotzilo. His house is still, even after he's mevatel rishus, his house is off limits. It's usur for him to take things in and out for him, because he was mevatel his rishus. And what if he would take something out? So interesting, if you look at Rashi on the next, on daf chav zayin, chav vav bar aleph, Rashi on the bottom there says, if he would take something out, it would be as if he's being machzik his bias again. He would be undoing his bitul rishus. That's shitas Rashi, four lines from the bottom. It would be Choser Umachzik Rishusos. That's why he's off limits. He's not allowed to take anything in and out of his chatzar, even after he's mevatel rishus. But the Mishnah says, avalahem mutter. But for them, right, they're allowed to take things out, Rashi here says, of even his house. If they need something from his house, or need something in his house, they're allowed to go back and forth. He's just off limits. That is the halacha that he heard, that Rabbi Eloi heard from Rabbi Eliezer. It's an important word in Rashi here. Rashi says, "Beso asur lahaknas lotzi." His house is off limits. L'chatzer litzarcho. What does that mean? His house is off limits for his needs. What does that sound like? It sounds like that they can't even carry for him. Right? He can't carry because it's considered machzik rishus. But what if they do it for him? So that wouldn't undermine his authority, that he's returning his authority. But Rashi, isn't that word litzarcho? The Rashashi on Rashi says, lo matzasi lo chaver. I didn't find a friend for Rashi that seems to hold like this, that they can't even carry for him? That seems to be more mechudish. Again, that we're going to get more of that in the next parak. But that is the second halacha that he heard from Eliezer. And the third halacha, sheyosin ba'akrablin b'pesach. I heard that you should use this vegetable, akrablin, for maror on Pesach. On the side it says, quotes the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, that says akrablin, it says it's a type of vegetable that looks like an akrab, looks like a scorpion. That's why it's called akrabin. And that's what the three halachas I heard from Eliezer. V'chazarti akol tamidav u'b'kashu lo chaver. That's why where the Rashash gets the lashon from, I guess. V'lom etzasi. And says, Rabbi Eloi, I looked for somebody who agrees with my Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, about these three halachas, and I didn't find them. I didn't find anybody who agrees in these three halachas. So number one, halacha, he says you can even have a base kur, shloh hukaf ladira. Nobody holds like that. Number two, the fact that he says, if he's mevatel rishus, they can take in and out of his house, and just he is usur. Why is that? Because we say that his house is usur even for everybody else. His house is off limits. That's what we hold. And number three, we say that a gremlin is not marr, and that's why you can't use it for marr. So he didn't find a friend for any of the halachas. Okay. Gemara, my Tana Diktani Va'od, our Mishnah back in the beginning had started off by saying, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Abba also said, Va'od on Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Chiddush? And also he says, what's the Va'od? So, Ilay, Mishnah the Tana Lechad al Chumra, Viktana Chrisi, Mishnah Hachik Tani Va'od. If you want to say that he said a Chumra in the previous Mishnah, and now he's getting another Chumra in this Mishnah, that's the Va'od. Previously he said only by a Be'er HaRabim, and now he's saying another Chumra, as we interpreted from Rashi, V'had Rabbi Yehuda the Tani Lechad al Chumra, but we have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Earlier, Rabbi Yehuda we had on Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda had said on Chav Beis Ben Aleph that if a road goes through, remember he holds Asi Rabbi Umali Mechista. You got to move your pasit if the road goes through. So that's one chum Rabbi Yehuda has, and Viktani Achrisi Veloktani Veod, and we have another chumra of Rabbi Yehuda of Beis. It's two chumras. That was the second chumra on Chav Beis Ben Aleph. We have the chumra in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah where he says only up to Beis Asayim could you build the pasin and not larger. Those are two chumras. By the second one, why didn't it say Va'od? So Gemara's answer is no. There's a difference. Hasam afsakua rabbanan, hakalo afsakua rabbanan. There's a difference. But over here by Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, there's no break between his opinions. If you have the two opinions, just the Mishnayos, it's one right after the other. But in the first Mishnah, after the first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, so then right after that, the rabbanan argue with him and they say no, Beis Asayim is only for a karpeif. So the rabbanan are mafsik the conversation. Mafsik the with conversation, and you don't have the two Rabbi Yehudas in a row. That's why it doesn't say va'od. Ask the Gemara v'kal heicha that's called rabbanan loktani va'od. Whenever the rabbanan interrupt two opinions, it doesn't say va'od. We just had sukkahs. V'harbi Eliezer the sukkah that's called rabbanan loktani va'od. If you remember, we discussed this on sukkahs on daf chav zayin of an aleph in sukkah. We have Rabbi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda who says you have to have 14 meals on sukkahs, and the rabbanan say no, ein lo davar kitzur. You can have as many as you want. Teishu kein taduru. And then the very next line says va'od am Rabbi Yehuda. It says va'od, and the rabbanan are mafzik. Od Rabbi Yehuda, they kept tashlumin if you miss it the first night. So what do you mean if they come and break it, you don't have va'od? The word says no. Hasam and milsi huda afsakua. No, but there at least the rabbanan are talking about the same thing. The rabbanan say you need 14. The Rabbi Yehuda says you need 14 sudas. The rabbanan say no, as many sudas as you want. And Rabbi Yehuda also says about suda, so it's all one topic. But here, what the rabbanan say? The first Rabbi Yehuda, Hakam and Milsi Achari Afsakua. Over here, what's the first Rabbi Yehuda where we want to say Va'od? Rabbi Yehuda says the basis passes limit to basis sign. The rabbanan throw in the discussion of Karpev. Basis is a Karpev issue. Don't talk to me about Pasin. It's a Karpev issue. Now you're going to bring another sheet of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Pasin. But that's a break, and therefore that's why it doesn't say a Va'od. Okay, six lines of a linguistic issue when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt the need to put in the Va'od. Again, there might be, there's more lamdas onto here. Is there more of a connection between the Machlokos? Continues the Gemara. Bikiva Omer, next Shita in the Mishnah. Afilu Einba Echon Mikal Eilam Tatlan Besochar. Bikiva says, even if you don't have any of these, as long as it's exactly 70 by 70, you're 70 by 2/3 by 70 by 2/3, you're allowed to be Metatlan in it. Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Kiva the same as the Tanakama? What Tanakama? Rabbi Huda ben Mesera was that Baba was a Tanakama? Says Rashi, no, referring back to the Tanakama on Daf Yud Zayin. The beginning of the Masechta, beginning of the Perek, we had an anonymous Tanakama, which we were just referring to. Rabbi Huda had said in the Mishnah that Pasin are limited to Beis HaSayim. And what the Amrulo Chachamim, the Chachamim said back to him then, what do you mean? Beis HaSayim is only for a Karpeth. So we say, isn't Rabbi Kiva that Shita? Because Rabbi Akiva says it's limited to this size, and that sheet that said it's only basis time is limited to a carpet. Says the Gemara, Iki benayu davar muat. No, the difference is a tiny amount. Because if you really do the math, 70 by 2/3 amos by 70 by 2/3 amos, it comes out to a tiny, tiny percentage smaller than 5,000 square amos. So that's the difference between the two. Rabbi Akiva says 70 by 70, so it's not, it's a little drop less than base, than 5,000. And the first opinion had said base Messiah, which is exactly 5,000. That's the difference between the two opinions. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Davar, Mua, Yesh, Al, Shem, Ma'am, Vishrayim, there's a, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a drop more than 70 and leftovers and Shirayim, if you do the math. The Chum didn't specify exactly because it's such a tiny amount. The Kamashir, fine. The Kamashir Sasayim Kachatzar HaMishkan. Where'd they get this 5,000 amos from anyway? Kachatzar HaMishkan, from the size of the Chatzar of the Mishkan, that's the Makum Chashuv, and therefore more than, that's why that is a distinguishing air, measured area. And more than that is called a Karpev Shlohu Kafletir. We know Hanimili. Ask the Gemara, how do you know, fine, the chatzar was 5,000 amos, but where do you get this you're going to need a picture book now, where do you get this 70 and this 70 by 70? Where does that come from? Where does that 70 two-thirds come from? Find the, because if you look in the chatzar in the Mishkan was not 70 by 70. The chatzar in the Mishkan was 100 by 50. The chatzar in the Mishkan was 100 length and 50 wide. So it was five, that's Beis HaSayim. But we keep saying 70 by two-thirds, 70 by two-thirds. Where does that come from? Okay, so we got a halt cup here. Your picture books. It says the Gemara, there's a remez in the Torah to it. V'kamashir shesayim, binani mili, amar v'yudah da markra, the pasuk says, orach ha-chatzer mea ba'ama, the length was 100, v'rochav chamishim ba-chamishim, and the width was 50 by 50. So what is that? What's chamishim ba-chamishim? Just say v'rochav chamishim. Just say 100 by 50. What's 100 by 50 by 50? What's chamishim by chamishim? So the Gemara darshins amr Torah tol chamishim v'sabev chamishim. So this is the remez to this halacha of karpev. Take 50 and surround 50. What does that mean? So Rashi here has about 15 steps. This is what you do. You have your picture book. You look at picture 137. So what you do is, and I'll say it outside, even if you don't have the picture book. You have your chatzer, which is 100 amos long. Split that in half. Split that in half, so you have two squares, 50 by 50. So what you're gonna do, we're gonna do right now is to take one half of the chatzer, 50 by 50, and break it up and surround the other half with that chatzer. That's the drush that we're trying to do. Take 50 and surround that, take that 50 that you took and surround the other half of the chatzer by 50. So what do? You have one that's 50 by 50. So the first thing you do is to split the split the 50 that you're dealing with, that's the left one that we're going to talk about, the one in the colors, split that into five strips. Five strips which are all 50 by 10. That's step number one. Step number one was to split the chatzer in half. Step number two is to split it into five equal strips of 50 by 10. Take four of those strips. Take four of those strips of 50 by 10, put each of one on the side of the other side of the chatzer. Right? And that's in the next picture, the red, the orange. You put one of those strips on each side of the right side of the chatzer. So far, right, because we're going to surround, what the goal is, we're going to surround the other side with this whole area, and we're going to end up with 70 by 70. That's where the remez is to this halacha. So what do you do? So you took the four strips, and you surrounded it on each side. So then you have one strip left of 50 by 10. So what are you going to do with that? So first of all, the four corners are missing. The four with the green. The four corners are missing. So that one strip that you have left of 50 by 10, split that into five equal boxes, each 10 by 10. 10 by 10 amos. So take four of those cubes, four of those boxes, and put them into the corners. Put them into the corners. So now you have a perfect square of 70, right? Of 70 by 70, right? You have a perfect square, but the problem is you have one little cube left. You have one little cube left. So Rashi explains how you split that one little cube into 60 tfachim by 60 tfachim. Because each amma is a, that's, what you have left is 10 by 10. Right? So you have, and each amma is 6 tfachim. So 60 by 60, and if you make that very thin, Rashi explains how you do it, and you wrap the little, right, the blue is left, and you wrap that area around your chatzer totally, you get another 2/3 amos in the area around. So it's 70, that's where you get 70 and 2/3 amos from. That's what the pasuk means by take 50 and surround the other 50 by this chatzer. Okay, that's the remez on the pasuk, this halacha of karpef. So you have halacha of 70 by 2/3 is the shear, so that's tol chamishim v'sabev chamishim.
Mathematically, does the green fit into those corners?
Mathematically, does the green fit into the corners?
Perfectly?
Yeah, it fits. It fits. Yeah, the last one, you have a couple, one or two, Rashi points out, you have like 2 tfachim left, but that's like less than an etzba, so very, very small, so you don't have to worry about that. But that's the halach. Fine, back to the Gemara. Pashti dekra b'maiksiv. Okay, that's the drasha of the pasuk. Of like, yeah, that's chamisha b'chamisha. What's the pashas of the pasuk? Pashti dekra b'maiksiv. Right, what is Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Chav Dalet, which says, Ein ha-mikra yosei midei pshuto. Right, what does that mean? That doesn't mean you can't make any drashas. Ein mikra yosei midei pshuto means the pshat of the pasuk has to be true, and then you could darshan additional levels of interpretation. But you have to say the pshat means something too. That's ein mikra yosei midei pshuto. And that's what Gemara says, Pashas Dekra b'maiksiv. Right, what's the pashas? Again, there is an interesting discussion we had this a couple of years ago. Lufne iver lo sitein michshol. Right, we said it's one of the Averis Daraisa, one of the 613. So what about literally? Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, is that included in the Issur Daraisa? What if you put a rock in front of a blind person and you make him trip? So is that included in the Issur Daraisa? That is a discussion in the Rishonim. Because if you look at all of a sudden we jump to giving bad advice and helping somebody do an Avera. What about the pashas of the pasuk? Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether you violate, whether that's Issur Daraisa or Issur Rabbanan. If this is Rabbanan, it's unbelievable. Because, you know, how could it not be Daraisa? So the Klei Yakar on that pasuk says no, because if you read the Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol v'yareisa mi'alkech ani Hashem. So what's the pashas of the pasuk? What do you mean v'yareisa mi'alkech ani Hashem? You don't need Hashem to know that if you put a rock in front of a blind person that's bad. You know what's the end of the pasuk ani Hashem, which always means I know even though nobody else knows. So that's why the Klei Yakar says no. That's how you know the pashas of the pasuk is referring to bad advice, because only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that you're giving bad advice. That you know you want to buy something, so you tell him to sell it to you. But that's Lifnei iver. But the Gemara there in Yevama says there's only one exception to Ena Mikriyos Midei Pshuto. What? We had the exception in Shabbos. We had the principle in Shabbos also. But the exception in Yevama's Chavdalah says there's one exception to Ena Mikriyos Midei Pshuto that there's no pashas. Anybody know? Not Ayin Tachas Ayin. There's a quote there. Ayin Tachas Ayin. You get the message of Ayin Tachas Ayin. Even if even the Gemara Baba Kama says not literally, the Katzot says Kapo, it doesn't say that. It says V'haya HaBachor Asher, the right Parsha, Kisei, V'haya HaBachor Asher Teleid, Yochem Hashem Achiv Ames. Rabbi Chalitza, it says V'yibum, it says the Bachor Asher Teleid, the Bachor that she has, Yochem Hashem, no, the point is by Chalitza and Yibum, she didn't have a kid. What Bachor Asher Teleid? Yochem Hashem, so it means, no, the Bachor means the oldest brother does Yibum and Chalitza. That's the Gemara says, the only exception to the rule. Because the Gzeirah Shavah says that you don't darshan the pashas. But here the Gemara says it's not the exception. So the Gemara says, what's the pashas of chamishim b'chamishim? So the Gemara says, Amar baya ha'amed mishkan asfas chamishim, k'dei she'i chamishim amal lefanev esrim amal lecha ruach v'ruach. What does it mean? 50 by 50? That's a remez to say that you have the chatzar of the mishkan, which is 100 amos long. Position the azara and the heichal 50 amos in, going in from east to west. So the 50 amos, the eastern 50 amos of the chatzar of the Mishkan are empty, and then the Mishkan, the Azara and the Heichal start, and that takes up 30 amos. So you have 20 amos, about, a little less, 20 amos on each side of the Mishkan, but that's 50 by 50, because the 50 amos, that's a remez, on the right side, are empty. Okay. Continues the Gemara related to the next sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, Omerim, Haisa, Arka, Yasar, Rachbal. So Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah had said, if the length is a drop longer than the width, then it's a problem. V'atanya, we have another sheet of Rabbi Elazar. V'atanya, Rabbi Elazar, Omerim, Haisa, Arka, Yasar, Pishnayim, Barachbal, Filo, Amma, Achbal, Zimtatal, Masocha. A different version, it has to be only double, more than double, not just more than the length at all from the width. Some Rabbi Barabaya, Kitanami, Masisan. Yeah, change the Mishnah. Yasar, Pishnayim, Barachbal, Tanan. So Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah really means more than double the width. Ihaki, Hanad, Rabbi Yossi. That's the next sheet of the Mishnah. So we have two sheets of the Mishnah now that say that the length can't be two times as much as the width. So you can be naive. The difference is rivua di rivua rabbanan. Is there a lachadchila to have a square? Is it better to have a square? Because if you look at the shita of Rabbi Yossi's lashon was even if it's double, it's okay as long as it's not more than double. What's the even? Sounds like it's only a bit the even. It's better to have the square. The other shita says it makes no difference in terms of the takana of the rabban. What?
He says he can't carry one
out. You can't even the lashon. So even amachas. What about interesting lashon? I didn't think about it. I feel what do you mean one amah? Don't you have dalal amas even in Mishas Rabim? So we did have a discussion of the Raivid in Maseches Shabbos. The Raivid and the Rashba. Is there an isser of chatzi shir carrying two amas in Mishas Rabim? Right. So maybe this relates chatzi shir chatzi malacha. Right. I'm saying, but the question is this a chatzi shir or chatzi malacha? Usually we say an akira without a hanacha is a chatzi malacha. But what about carrying dalal amos in Rishus, two amas in Mishas Rabim? Is that a chatzi shir or is that a chatzi malacha? I'm not sure. Right, and that's what there was a machlokas Rishonim, whether that's us or Mishonim Gzera, you know, you might come to carry more. But that might relate, interesting lashon, that even one amma might relate to that. Kiddush the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi had said, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi had said, even if the length is double. So says the Gemara. The halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that there is no need for the carpet to be square. Rabbi Bibi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Akiva. The halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Rashi explains, who says that only if it's lohuka fladira, meaning against Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, against the first shita. So the halacha is two kulas. V'travayu lakula. V'travayu lakula, it doesn't have to be square, and it doesn't need to be only if it's lohuka fladira is it a problem. V'tzricha diyash bin halach Rabbi Yossi, and we need both of these statements of lakula. You can't just say one kula, another kula. If we just said halach is like Rabbi Yossi, havamina ad ika shomre obesira, I would have thought though that it still needs the halach is like Rabbi Yudim and Baba. Kamash malan halach Rabbi Akiva. That's why he says that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. V'yash bin halach Rabbi Akiva, if only I would have had that, havamina d'arfa katan law, I would have said this still has to be square. It can't be length longer than width. Kamash malan halach Rabbi Yossi. That's why you have to say both of these kulas, you wouldn't learn out one from the other. Period. New halacha. Karpef shu yosim beis asayim shehukaf ladira. Let's say you have a karpef, which is a very large area outside a field, and it was hukaf ladira. But now we're going to have a new halacha. We've, up till now, been talking about a karpef that was not built ladira in the first place. But now we're going to have a different halacha. A karpef was hukaf ladira. Can you ruin it? Can you make a karpef into one that has become lo hukaf ladira? According to the Zechariah, it doesn't get off the ground, because he says, even if it's hukaf ladira more than a base asayim, it's a problem. But according to the Rov HaTanaim, right, a carpet that's more than a base asayim, that was hukaf ladira. So everything's fine and wonderful, you're carrying in it. But then all of a sudden, nizra rubo, let's say you plant stuff in most of it. Right, you have a picture of that in picture 139. Let's say you plant stuff in most of the area now. So now most of the area, and the Rashi explains here that you're not going to walk around there anymore. Because you planted stuff there. So then, harihu kagina, it becomes like a gina, a garden or a karpef, which is lohukaf ladira v'asr. Because the majority of it is now, becomes lohukaf ladira, so you go into the majority and then the whole area becomes asr, it becomes lohukaf ladira. But nata rubo, but let's say nata is you plant little trees in rove, harihu kachatzer mutter. That is still like a chatzer and mutter, boy, because a lot of time you take a walk, you have trees, you're take a walk, get some shade from the trees. That doesn't ruin the usage. So only if you plant vegetables or little plants, and you don't want to walk on the where you planted, that's going to ruin it. But if you plant it, if you were not to the trees, rubo, then it doesn't ruin it. So now we're going to have three, we're not going to do all of them today, but the nizra rubo. So let's talk about that first, the first halacha, which was usr. That if you plant, make these plants in rove of the karpef, which is more than base design, that ruins it. So Amar Ravuna Breda of Yeshua. Ravuna Breda of Yeshua said something. We're not sure what he said. There are going to be three versions of what he said. That's until the next two dots. Three versions of Ravuna Breda of Yeshua. Number one, Lo Amran Elo Yosem Beis Asayim. When do we say that rove, when you plant in rove, it's going to answer the whole area? That's only when, it's not only rove, but the area itself, that part of the area that you planted in, that itself is more than Beis Asayim. So therefore, that itself is a significant area, which is Aser. So then, once that's Aser, then that Asers the rest of the area inside this general area. I will Beis Asayim Mutter. But if that is only a Beis Asayim itself, If that is only a base of Zion itself, meaning what's itself? The place where you planted. The place where you planted is only a base of Zion itself, not more than a base of Zion. So then, let's say you had this separately. So then it wouldn't be usur, because it's not more than a base of Zion. It's only a base of Zion, so it's not inherently significant itself. So yes, with the area next to it, it's more than a base of Zion. But because it itself isn't usur, it's not chashiv enough to usur the other part of the field. That is what Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua says. Kiman, and who would this be following? Rav Shimon. This would be following the Shita of Rav Shimon. It's not, because Rav Shimon says in a Mishnah later on, we've had this Shita before, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says that there are different kinds of outdoor areas. There are yards, there are fields, there are roofs. Says Rav Shimon, they're all considered one Rishus for Hilcha Shabbos. As long as something was in those areas before Shabbos, it was on a roof. They used to use the roofs in the olden days. So if it was in a roof and a field and a yard, you could carry from one to the other. They're all considered one Rishus. So here, it's really, even though it's only a base of Sinai, but it's really, one is Hukaf Ledira, one is Shalom Hukaf Ledira now. And the fact that you could go, one doesn't ask for the other one, it must be like Rav Shimon, who says that they're all considered one Rishus. Ditznan, Rav Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Echad Chateres, Echad Karpipas, Rishus Achas, Hain, Lekelim Sheshavsa Besochan. It's one Rishus regarding all Kelim that were in them before Shabbos, below Lekelim Sheshavsa Bedoch HaBayis. You're right, if something's in a house and you bring it to a Chatzar, you can't bring it now from the Chatzar to the Gag, because the Bayis is different than the Gag, but as long as it was in there before Shabbos, it's okay. But then ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Nami. Even according... I just got something in my throat. Even according to Rav Shimon, though, it should still be a problem. What did we just say? There's going to be a Yeshua says, according to Rav Shimon, if it's only Beis Asayim, it doesn't answer the rest of the field. But no, it's still Rove. That's Rav Huna Yeshua's statement. It's still Rove. Kiva Denizra Rubo. If Rove of it now becomes Lo Hukaf Ladira, Havayahumi Uta Batale Lagabe Ruba. The Miyut should be Batale Lagabe the Rove, Vahavili Karbe Vyoshim Beis Asayim. But Asir, you say everything's Asir. Right, it's still a miut, so what? It's only Beis Asayim. It's still a miut, so therefore you should say it's still Asur. So, Ela Itmar Hachi Itmar. So that's why number two we'll do today, but this says the Gemara, there's a second version of what he meant. Ha miut ashari. Really, the miut, if only the miut is planted as shari. Amr putting me the Yeshua, lo Amran, he's going on that. When do you say that if it's only a miut, it doesn't ruin the other side? Lo Amran, el de lo havi Beis Asayim. That's when it's not a Beis Asayim. If it's a miut and not Beis Asayim, then it doesn't ruin it. Aval Beis Asayim asr. But if it's a Beis Asayim side, of course, if it's rove for sure, it answers. But even if it's not rove, if it's a miut, but if it's a Beis Asayim, Asayim size, Asur is Asur command Karabanan, like the Rabbanan. Why? Why does that be the Rabbanan? Because according to Rav Shimon, it would be two separate Meshuyos. According to Rabbanan, yes, Beis Asayim itself wouldn't, if this existed independently, it wouldn't be a problem, but this relates back to a halacha that we've had in the past also, but now this is this area is open fully to another area which is different from it. Nifritza l'makom ha'asrla, or Nifritza l'makom ha'muvdol mimena. So it's still open to the other rishus. Altogether, this is now an asr rishus, and according to the chachamim of Rav Shimon, it's two different rishuyos. So that's what he meant, that even if it's a miut, it's still mutter only if the field is less than a base of sign. That is a second version of Rudabay of Yeshua. We'll stop here. The reviewer Rabbi Difti is going to give a third, middle Shita. Okay, and then we're going to talk more about the Brisa.